This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between, because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Wow, what's up? I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
I'd like to thank Matt Underwood from Guardians TV joining us moments ago. Had a lot of interesting stories to tell about Larry Dolan and, you know, working with the Dolans over the years. And Matt Derry, part of the Derry Brothers podcast on the Odyssey app, joins us right now. Final segment of the show before Baskin and Phelps. And I know you had time to think about it because you're somebody who I think is as fair as it gets. Like, you've been very emotional on the Guardians. You've been very critical at times of the Guardians, but it's also,
I love them.
Your passion. It's what you love. It's what you and your family care most about.
My number one team, man. I mean, I might be going to Kansas City for the opener, and I might be going alone. I know you're probably like, "What's wrong with him?"
No, I listen.
I've never been to a season. I've never been to a season opener on the road, and you know, I'm 51. You never know. You never know in life. So I want to go. I'm trying to get my son to go with me, but that's another story. But I just love the team, and you know, I want to win. I want to ring. Like, there's been great runs, and 16 was fun, and nothing better than the 07 team. I love the 07 team, but I want the whole thing. You know, and we'll see. I mean, they have a good team this year. I don't know if there's enough hitting, but we'll see.
So I said a couple of days ago after the passing of Larry Dolan that how I would remember the Guardians under the Dolan's ownership was going to be that they were overachievers. And I got jumped on because they don't have a World Series title and they don't spend any money. So everyone lashed out because most of the people that call sports talk radio shows, they want to talk about how cheap the Dolans are, and they use that term with all capital letters. And I say, all right, yeah, so 26 other teams. That doesn't make them unique, but they have done something that is unique, and that is always being able to do more with less. I do have an affinity for that. I think that that kind of hard scrabble mentality is something that I thought would fit this region of the country. And so to have so many people get frustrated, it almost seems to me they're victims of their own success, that the fans would rather have them be, you know, I brought up to you on the phone yesterday, Kansas City Royals. Yeah. Okay, Kansas City Royals have that World Series, right? They have that World Series.
Yeah, yeah.
But they also have a lot of...
So do the White Sox.
Yeah, so do the White Sox.
As painful as that was in 2005.
But who would you have more fun rooting for the last 20 years? The Guardians.
The Guardians' record.
It's not even close.
But see, there's things that go into it. Like, Dick Jacobs saved the team from moving, helped with the Gateway Project, built so much. Then the team got good. Then Uncle Artie moved the Browns. And so Dick Jacobs kept the team. The Cavs were irrelevant at the time with Sean Kemp and the blue and white swoosh jerseys and you know, an empty Gund Arena with all blue seats that you went, man, the Indians and Jacobs Field was the place to be. And Dick Jacobs was lauded for that. What's interesting about Larry Dolan is, like, you know, he wasn't as public. Not that Dick Jacobs was this big of a public figure, but Larry Dolan kind of stayed out of the way. And you're right. The payroll came down And then the whole Dolan's cheap thing became really more bigger as Paul has taken over and Larry has gotten older and unfortunately just passed away. But you're right. I wouldn't say they're bad owners by any stretch. And Terry Francona spent 11 years here. That's one of the most respected guys in the game. Do you think if he would, you think after 5 or 6 years, he'd be like, I can't work for these people. Get me out of here. No, stayed a long time. And there has been some success, but the issue has been, you're right. I think their PR has never been good, at least lately. I don't think they put themselves out there enough to the fans. And, and when they did spend, Bourne and Swisher was a disaster. And I think they're still scared of that a little bit. I wish they would have built on last year a little bit more in the pocketbook. They didn't. But they're also got two very smart guys, like you said, at the top. So I like what they've done, but do I love that ownership? No. But do I like them? Yes, if that makes sense.
It does make sense to me. I think it's a bigger discussion about, boy, totally. I got a good one for social media because I just looked up Kansas City. They had 3 playoff appearances in the last, got to go back to 1986.
Yeah, 2 World Series, though.
Well, 85, yeah. And obviously the World Series in 2015.
Yeah.
So who would you rather be a fan of in that time span? You'd get the World Series if you're the Royals, but you get 90% of the seasons are horrendous and you're done with baseball by June.
Horrendous. So, and the White Sox
so
are,
be honest,
are great.
Who
the
would
White
you...
Sox, right. And the White Sox are the same thing.
It's easy for me. I'm a fan of one team in that town and a fan of another team.
Go away.
Yeah.
Go away, Owen. No, so you know what? I've stumbled onto a new topic.
I'm front running.
Matt, you were terrific today. Thank you for joining us. Cavs.
Tone, great to be with you, brother.
Cavs Lakers collision course. Can you say it?
Yeah, I can't wait. I'll be there with you.
Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
Low-carb keto yo-yo diets, GLP-1 injections, but you're never going to lose weight if your liver is clogged with fat. So what can you do? It's simple. Almased. Almased is a natural superfood protein shake that uses natural amino acids and bioactive peptides to help unclog your liver and optimize your metabolism so it's easier to lose weight. And it's been scientifically proven to preserve muscle mass. Join millions who have transformed their lives with Almased. Find out more and see the university studies at almased.com. That's almased.com.
The PGA Tour is all systems go, and so is the new show, Early Wedge, on the CBS Sports Podcast Network. Join Sportsline experts Sia Nejad, Mike McClure, and Eric Cohen alongside myself, Rick Gaiman, Patrick McDonald, and Jason Sobel. 5 times per week, the Early Wedge provides the best information for DFS lineups, outright selections, and so much more. Follow and listen to Early Wedge in the Early Edge feed on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.